Hey, all, it's your old friend Jack. It's, what, Thursday night? I think it's Thursday. I'm hoping it's Thursday, because if it's not Thursday, I've lost a day, and I don't know where it is. Oh, well, if it was my kids telling me they'd lost something, even a day, I would tell them that they're responsible and accountable, and that to demonstrate their responsibility and accountability, they'd have to find that day. That would be an interesting sort of math/science problem now, wouldn't it? Find the day! And if they asked me about it, I'd say, well, I've seized the day. Carpe diem. Long live Robin Williams and John, I'm blanking the name of his character. God damn it, I'm tired. I've had more coffee in the last hour than anybody needs, and I'm still tired. I tried that Starbucks cold brew. It wasn't bad. Vanilla flavor. I don't know why I picked vanilla. We'll see. So the other night, I was playing ball, and one of the fellas and I were having a conversation, and I don't even know how it came up. We're talking about where people are from, and the guy tells me he's from Cleveland, and I started laughing. He said, "What's so funny?" And I said, "I don't know. Has the river exploded in the flame lately?" And he rolled his eyes at me. He said, "I left there a long time ago." I said, "You miss it?" He said, "Not at all." He said, "But clearly you must know something about Cleveland." And I said, "Well, have you been hanging out at bad restaurants like Tommy's and Corky's and Bialy's? Or, Jurassic's?" He's like, "Boy, you know a few names. Doesn't mean you know anything." And I said, "Ah, that's a Pepper Pike attitude." He rolled his eyes at me. He said, "You must be from the Heights." I said, "Damn straight, I'm not. I'm born and raised in L.A. Turns out he's from Shaker. And he doesn't miss the cold. Can't blame him. So, on we go to the next topic. One of the my fellow dad bloggers put up a picture from his trip across country, and apparently he stopped at a shop called the Come and Stop or the Come and Go, literally. You know, it was one of the two, Come and Stop, Come and Go. Maybe it was Come and Go. Either way, I thought, hey, it's every man's dream to come and go. What a lovely thing. And I thought, who gets away with going up with a shop called the Come and Stop or the Come and Go? I'm sorry, I got a 12-year-old sense of humor sometimes. Or maybe it's a 46-year-old sense of humor in a 12-year-old body. No. 12-year-old sense of humor in a 46-year-old body. Damn it. I'd rather have the 46-year-old body than the 12-year-old, frankly. I can still pretend I'm 19. Now, you may be confused, but that's only because nobody told you we're going to do higher math in this post. Oh, the humanity. I know. Where's the Schmata queen? Where's my lovely queen in her math ability? I shouldn't make fun of her because she's far better in math than I am. But, you know, she's a math girl who's got a degree in it. And my degree of math is, you know, 180 degrees, 360 degrees, 90 degrees. Frankly, I'd like to be 180 degrees with my eyes closed, take a nice nap. But it's too early to take a nap. Which reminds me, you remember when you're a kid and your parents would tell you it was nap time, you never wanted to take a nap? Or was that just me? But I never wanted to take a goddamn nap when my mom or dad would say it was nap time. I didn't want to miss anything. Now I'm begging to take a nap. I want a nap, damn it, but it just doesn't happen. Kind of a sad thing, you know? For years, I wanted what I didn't want what I had, and then I wanted what I didn't have. And isn't that the story of life? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So, reminds me that if our good friend the magician Doug Henning were here, he would tell us that all things are possible with magic. And I'd say that's true. But God damn it, Doug, you're dead. So what help are you? Where are you now when I need your help and, you know, make all things possible through magic? I guess I gotta create my own magic. Which I'm doing. And you're listening to. So, now I'm going to finish this off. I did this in part because we needed some variety, and I haven't had time to write. And I'm desperate for time to write a good, solid post. Actually, I've been very happy with some of the posts I've written recently. The Of Dads and Daughters I really thought was good, and that whole bit about not writing about your time in a Mexican prison. I like those. But I got more to stay and more to do, and I got to put it in writing and not verbally. So, we'll get to that. Maybe a little bit later. I'm sure I'll do some writing tonight. So stick around, folks. And if you're somewhere in central, mountain, eastern, anywhere where it's later than Pacific, stick around. Stay up a little bit later and you'll actually see something new. Or check in early tomorrow. Either way, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace. Or maybe the come stop or the come and go. Whatever the hell that name is. Later.